This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Lil Nas X is in hot water with his new Nike Satan shoes. The limited edition 666 pairs of classic Air Max 97s will each be individually numbered in red embroidery and contain one drop of human blood. There are also upside down crosses and a pentagram attached to the laces. Boy, did he sell his soul. Thieves who recently hit Beyoncé's storage units in L.A. walked away with luxury handbags and dresses worth more than $1 million. Three storage units rented by the singer's Parkwood Entertainment production company were recently burglarized twice. A storage space belonging to Miley Cyrus was hit in January. Put a lock on it. Sorry. The Food Network is about to launch a high-concept television series. Chopped 420 is a spin-off of the popular Chopped series, in which four chefs battle it out through appetizer, main course, and dessert stages using picnic baskets filled with challenging foods. As the new series name suggests, it will include cannabis cookery. Oh, wow, man. Insiders say life would drastically change for the better for Britney Spears if her father was removed as her conservator. Her attorney filed a petition to have Jody Montgomery officially replace Britney's father, Jamie Spears, as the permanent conservator over the pop star's personal matters. There will be a hearing at the end of the month for a judge to decide if the situation is toxic. Tiger King star Joe Exotic's husband, Dylan Passage, is leaving him. Passage said, quote, "Joe and I understand that this isn't fair to either of us. We are on good terms still, and I hope it can stay that way," unquote. Meanwhile, Exotic was distraught after receiving Passage's call in prison and wants to beat him to court with a divorce petition. Doesn't sound like he's on good terms. Godzilla vs. Kong opened to a pandemic best $121 million at the foreign box office, giving Hollywood hope that tentpoles can make a comeback as theaters reopen. Christopher Nolan's Tenet previously had the biggest overseas numbers with $53 million. The monster mashup did especially well in China, where it launched to a huge $70 million. Cinema coming back. HBO has struck a five-year deal with Game of Thrones novelist George R.R. Martin. The agreement will involve the four-time Emmy winner developing content for HBO and is valued at mid-eight figures. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire book series was adapted into the TV hit Game of Thrones. Yep, here's to more medieval nudity. The Rosebud Motel, which appeared in every episode of comedy classic Schitt's Creek, is on the market for $1.6 million U.S. The actual name is the Hockley Motel, located in Mono, Ontario, Canada, near Toronto. Before fame struck, it was used as housing for Canadian basketball recruits. And now, it can be yours, if you give a shit. Sharon Osbourne. Her father once threatened to kill her. Her mother's dogs attacked her, causing her to miscarry. Her husband, rocker Ozzy Osbourne, tried to strangle her twice and cheated on her for years. She successfully battled colon cancer. But now, because of her alleged use of racial slurs behind the scenes, she is off daytime show The Talk. Silenced.
Idiot of the Week!
As a gift for her fiancé, Brooklyn Beckham, Nicola Peltz recently had the couple's wisdom teeth turned into matching gold-dipped pendants. The 26-year-old actress shared the strange jewelry on Instagram, writing, "I got our wisdom teeth made into necklaces. Brooklyn Beckham, you're my best friend." Ugh, idiots. Has Miley Cyrus relapsed again? The pop star was spotted drinking at the famed Rainbow Bar and Grill in L.A. while also getting close to fellow musician Youngblood. Cyrus recently revealed she'd broken her sobriety during the pandemic, but stated she was back on the wagon. Pics show Youngblood laying his legs across hers with his finger in her mouth, and drinks were on the table. CBS just released an interview it did with Woody Allen last summer on its new service, Paramount Plus. The interview, conducted by anchor Lee Cowan, features the controversial movie director in his first in-depth television interview in almost 30 years. This comes after an explosive HBO documentary aired revealing allegations of child molestation. Bad Woody. After seven seasons, NCIS New Orleans has set a date for its final episode. What will happen to Scott Bakula and the rest of the cast? Life can be so unfair. Bakula said, quote, "Sad to end our love affair with this phenomenal city, but so grateful for all the friends we made along the way," unquote. Well, guess you'll have to find somewhere else to flash your tits. Meghan Markle's father personally delivered a letter to Oprah Winfrey offering up his side of the story in the family drama involving his estranged daughter. Thomas Markle, a retired Hollywood lighting director, drove to the talk show diva's sprawling estate in Montecito, California, where he was photographed handing a security guard a personal note. Can you say desperate for attention?
The trash bin.
The drummer for Grammy-winning band Alabama Shakes was arrested on child abuse charges. Stephen William Johnson was indicted on charges of willful torture, willful abuse, and cruelly beating a child under age 18. Johnson previously pled guilty in March 2020 to violating a domestic violence protection order there. Man, he's on shaky ground.
The news wrap-up.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's first tweet NFT sold for $2.9 million. The rights to air NBA games in the U.S. are coming up, and $75 billion is the price. Travel searches on Google have already surpassed 2019 levels. Amazon has received FDA authorization for an at-home COVID-19 test. And you'll probably get your results faster, too.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Godzilla vs. Kong has a monster first week.
The number one album.
Rod Wave Soulfly is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Yep, it's Crossfire again.
The number one book.
The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna is the best-selling fiction book.
There are fans, and then there are stalkers, and Drake has both. A knife-wielding woman was arrested after she struck a security guard with a metal pipe in an effort to get into Drake's Toronto mansion. Seven police cars responded to the $50 million Bridal Path estate, where bystanders noticed police securing evidence, including the metal pipe and knife. Luckily, the crazed woman wasn't able to carry out her plan. A police source said, quote, "The intruder did not get anywhere near Drake. In fact, she did not make it past the front gate," unquote. Well, we're glad he's safe and glad he's released another great track. Here's Drake with the song of the week. What's next?
I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you, I'm only you. Yeah, I got one Virgil, got one in that day, it's the only two. Man, how many times have I shown and proved? Man, how many nights I've been woke, swerving the potholes, not trying to put the wheels on the road, okay? Funny how life goes, he thought he was sick, now we wiping his nose, okay? Soon as you give him your soul, you blow up and they say you're selling your soul, okay? They want my life exposed, they want to know about the highs and lows. Well, summer all I did was rest, okay? And New Year's all I did was stretch, okay? And Valentine's Day I had sex, okay? We'll see what's about to happen next, okay? Okay, okay, we'll see what's about to happen next, okay? Okay, okay, we'll see what's about to happen. Hey, hey, we'll see what's about to happen. Hey, we'll see what's about to happen. Hey, hey, we'll see what's about to happen.
That was Drake with the song of the week. What's next? Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.